Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm talking about the benefits that CBD can have on your sex life, and I'm taking your sex and relationship questions. Topics include, so many of us have sexual anxiety, and CBD might just be the solution you've been looking for. So you're a bisexual man and aren't sure how to explain that to the woman you date without being judged. You want to start dating online, but what to do when it seems like everyone wants sex and you need a deep connection first? And ways to make sex with your partner fun again after spending too much time down the porn rabbit hole. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. And you can find us on all social media. It is at Sex with Emily across the board. All right, enjoy the show. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. There has been a lot lately, you guys, about CBD and sexual anxiety. And since our Instagram question last week, we found on Thursday that a lot of you were asked saying that you are just anxious when it comes to sex, which makes sense because, well, I think we're anxious when it comes to a lot of things these days. And there is, CBD has such a buzz right now. I mean, no pun intended, it also gives you a buzz. And so, you know, since we all have a lot of anxiety, if you find the right CBD, because again, not all CBD is created equal. And if you're not a big pot smoker already, CBD can truly help you relax into your body, lessen your anxiety. But it's also true, the flip side of it, that for some people, or CBD with THC, because CBD, let me just explain this if you mm-hmm. don't know, that CBD is not psychoactive, meaning like you could smoke, you could ingest CBD all day, every day, and you will not, it doesn't have those side effects. You will not be hallucinating and all that stuff. The reason why CBD can work is because, so we have endocannabinoid receptors in our brains.
Cannabinoid. It's a really hard word to say if you see it spelled. Cannabinoid. It really is.
Cannabinoid. So that means that it allows us to make the connections in our brains that allows us to relax and have more pleasure. It also slows our perception time, which means that pleasure can last a lot longer. And so we also, you know, it makes sense that for some people, we had a call last week and he's been experiencing erectile dysfunction. He's living in Florida. And he said that he wanted to know that he'd been experimenting with CBD. And I think it might have been CBD with THC, mm-hmm. which THC is the psychoactive ingredient. And you can get a low dose THC. You can get a 1-to-1. You can get a 1-to-1, a CBD and a THC. So it's kind of equals each other out. But that might be more effective. But he was saying he wanted to know he was no longer having erectile dysfunction. He was no longer having an erection and losing his erection. And he's like, I want to know if it's because I've been smoking a little bit before I have sex. And that's absolutely why. Because I believe, he said, nothing else has changed in his life except for that, because it can lessen your anxiety. It kind of helps control a lot of those thoughts you're having. It also can relax your body. So it makes sense that it can be great for sex. Have you guys had experience with it?
I mean, besides my cotton vagina.
Right.
I do think that, I think it's like, there's nothing for me that's more relaxing than actually just like kind of hitting like a CBD pen, or even if there is THC in it, like with my partner that I'm about to have sex with, because it really is, it kind of just relaxes you. You kind of get a little bit, just like whatever worry or anything that you were thinking about before that wasn't happening in that moment kind of fades away.
Yeah.
And you kind of just relax into it. And then I feel like it does slow things down.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, you know, not every guy, but like a lot of guys, like they try to like rush into stuff. But when they're also kind of like in that CBD mode, they kind of realize, they're like, oh, I'm going to like slow down a little bit.
Exactly.
And just go for it.
Yeah. Know? It has a very like calming, relaxing effect on the brain. So you'll like, whatever you're worried about. I like it too. Whatever you're worried about or whatever, you just feel your body more. You feel more of a connection with your partner. And this is not just like, in the last year since it's become legal for medical use, like in 33 states, I think. Mm-hmm. But for years and years and many years, it's the plant. People have said for years they've used it for sexual purposes. And so I feel like if you haven't yet, you know, maybe you could try it. CBD also can help with pain during sex. So for a lot of people who experience pain, either it's from sexual dysfunction or you have a chronic pain, there are proven studies that show that CBD is anti-inflammatory, which means that it can be very effective to treat pain. And that's why we love Foria. It's a CBD, they call it like a CBD pre-lube that you kind of use before sex. They have one that has, they have Awaken, which doesn't have CBD in it. And then the other one is...
Awaken has CBD.
Awaken has CBD.
And then Pleasure.
Pleasure has THC in it. And use it like 20 minutes before sex, and it can really help you, you know, relax. Yeah, I love the one that you like too, the Papa and Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have that. I use it on my body for muscles, pain and stuff.
Yeah, I love that. It's real for me. I like using that for when I have period cramps.
Yeah.
I rub that just like right above my pubic mound.
Above your pubic mound.
Yeah. And yeah, it's interesting.
I just think pubic mound is a funny word.
I know. I love saying it. Pubic mound.
Pubic mound. And then that helps with cramps.
Yeah. And then what I like about Foria too is they do make vaginal suppositories. And I've tried the CBD ones, which still work, but I've also tried the CBD and THC ones, and I will tell you that having a high vagina is a very interesting feeling.
What? How did it feel?
It's like, so if you have had edibles before, or, you know, even when you smoke, like, you feel like the highness starts from your head and goes down, whereas this feeling was I felt like the highness was in my body and it came from my pelvic area and went up.
Oh.
So I kind of felt lighter down there. And definitely the pain went away. Like, for
sure.
Yeah,
the pain does go away.
And I was just sitting there and I was like, oh my God. Like, this is actually really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys. I was telling all my roommates who are all dudes. I was like, my vagina's so high right
my
now.
My vagina's.
And they were
did
like,
did you get munchies? Did you get the what? Munchies in your vagina?
Yeah, like, so I had to stick the Pop-Tarts in there, though. No, I'm
exactly.
kidding. I did not do that. Don't do that to your vagina.
Don't stick sugar in your vagina.
Don't do that.
But the other cool thing is, you guys, it can also help with desire. So a lot of things that we hear about CBD is about anxiety and it's about pain. But it can help for some people with arousal and desire. And here's why. Because CBD, THC, like an infused lube, for example, can help with... It can also, because this is why, I'll tell you why. It dilates your blood vessels, allowing fresh oxygenated blood to flow easier. So as you can imagine, if you have fresh blood flowing, that's going to increase your arousal and then your stimulation. So if it's topical, you want to apply like 30 minutes before. Mm-hmm. And it just helps with arousal and it also helps kind of to shift your mindset. What's been your experience with weed and sex, CBD and sex? 888-947-8277. Being calls with any question.
Didn't you say that was like some of the first sex advice your mom gave you?
Only advice my sex mom. My sex mom. My mom gave me. Yes, it's true. I was a late bloomer when it came to sex. I was like 20-something, 22, 21. I was in college and I said to my friends, I never had an orgasm. And I wasn't really enjoying sex because I just didn't get the benefit. I was like, what? He's doing the jackhammer. He didn't know any better. But my boyfriend was just literally coming to visit me in college. And he was at another college. And he would just jackhammer me. And then my friends were like, well, don't you have an orgasm? You've never masturbated. And I did not know about either of these things. So then I asked my mom. And I was like, Mom, I think my girlfriends who are also close to my mom, they were all over. It's my four best friends from college. Still my four close friends. And we were sitting there. And my mom's like, Emily, just relax. Just smoke a joint. And I was like, Mom, really? But at the time, and it's not that my mom's even a big pot. She's not even a pot smoker. But it wasn't until several years ago, but not then. I mean, probably in my 30s that I was like, oh, she's right. Because I believed, which I think why people are very apprehensive right now. When in my 20s, when I had smoked weed, I got paranoid. I got anxious and I had the munchies. So I don't think it was until like my late 30s, actually, where my friends were like, and I don't know what it was, but I was with a group of friends who were very 420 friendly. And they were like, I was able to like smoke with them or eat with weed with them. And I didn't feel any of that. And I don't know if it's if I was in a more comfortable place with myself, but I didn't get anxious or paranoid. I was just totally I felt more myself. Like, and it also found then that I could handle weed and it helped with sex from time to time.
I feel like that has a lot to do with it, like your environment, like who you're doing it with.
Right.
If you don't feel safe and then you do it, you're going to feel even more unsafe because
right.
you do. It's like a kind of like that's when it can put you in your head. But also, I think it has to do with figuring out dosage.
Right.
Which is why I love when you go into shops, they're so nice.
Right.
If you ask them, they'll tell you all about it.
They'll tell you everything. Just go into a shop. Exactly. And like that's why like the Dosis pen I like because you could actually, there's a pen. There's one called Arousal, I think, and Arouse. And you literally suck on the pen and it stops. It buzzes when you've had your dose. And if you're doing it with your partner and you're in a safe place with a partner you trust and you take a moment, I believe that you probably wouldn't have as many psychoactive thoughts, or if you're with someone you feel safe with, I think it's a, you know, maybe just try it if you haven't. And you might find that you're able to get out of your head into your body. Because when we are anxious, it means that our thoughts are racing. We're stressed out about something. And there's no way that you can be in your body when you're anxious. And the biggest, one of the number one deterrents to our sex drive is that we are anxious these days, that we're stressed about work and life and home and our phones are going off. And it can be really hard to just say, okay, right now I'm going to breathe, get into my body and have sex. So if you use some lube that's infused with CBD or THC, or you eat something or you smoke something, just for that purpose alone, I think it could be very beneficial.
I like that CBD is now available to like in all 50 states because it's not psychoactive. Because I feel like they just lumped it all together because people didn't have understanding about what the differences are.
Right. Exactly. People don't get it. And I understand that. Like, it can be kind of scary. So, I mean, I'm not being a pusher here. I'm just saying it's helped a lot for pain. It's helped people a lot with sex. It's helped people a lot with anxiety, you know? And there is a lot of research. I was kind of going down the research hole because I feel like there was a big thing in the New York Times. I think there's been two in the New York Times. Like, what's CBD? Is it hype or, you know, hoax or is it real? And I feel like you could always find, like, well, the people who are taking marijuana studies are the people who are more likely to already be smoking, or how do you know that they're just taking it? You know, there's just like the data is inconclusive. But I feel like it's try it for yourself.
There's
that one quick fix for anything, unfortunately. If there was, I would tell you what it is. Yeah,
I just find it kind of too coincidental that in our bodies and our brains that we actually have cannabinoid receptors.
Right.
I don't know. To me, I'm just saying.
We have cannabinoid receptors, and then the endocannabinoids from CBD are what connect to those receptors.
Yeah. So I just feel like, why do we have those in our brain if it's not like, I mean, it can't be too bad. I think.
Yeah. Like anything, exactly. Like if it's moderation.
Right. Yes.
You know, you could also smoke too much weed.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You don't want to be like melt. Like, did you ever remember those commercials, like the Under the Influence commercials?
Oh my God.
And you'd
yes.
have the person is like deflated into the
melted,
couch.
Yeah.
And they're like, Sally doesn't like to go out anymore. Sally can't even get up off the couch. And I'm like, honestly, like if you get too high, that's kind of what it feels like.
It's true. That's what happens.
It happened to me on the edible before.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because edibles, ugh. You gotta be careful with those.
They gave me a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh,
they were like, and so I ate the whole thing. Yeah. And they're like, no, you're only supposed to eat part of it.
Yeah, eat half.
Oh, I couldn't go to work the next day. My eyes were so bloodshot. I was like, I couldn't go
to
work.
That's it. But now the edibles, I think we've all done it. Like, I remember, like, people, like, before it became legal, like, eat half, and then no one eats half. You're like, doesn't work yet. And then people are like, call 911, I feel like I'm dying. That's happened to so many people I know. But the good news is that the edibles you buy at the store now are dosed. Like, take 5 milligrams, you know that it just fired 2 milligrams, that the Rice Krispie treat thing isn't going to happen. Yep. But I think we've all been there.
My friend made them, obviously.
Well, yeah, when your friends make them, too.
There's no way to know.
But now they are pretty clearly dosed out in the stores. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into your calls.
Okay, we have an Instagram question from a 25-year-old male. He wants to know, is opening up about my bisexuality going to decrease my chances with open-minded women?
I think that opening up about anything that you're into is only going to increase your chance of satisfaction and getting what you actually want. So the people who aren't into you opening up about your desires aren't the people for you. And I think that the sooner that we actually are able to state our needs and state what we want, that the faster we're going to have our needs met, we're going to have more pleasure, we're going to have more satisfaction. So, you know, I think a lot of us worry that if we speak the truth or we tell our partners what we really want, we're afraid of someone abandoning us. We're afraid of rejection and ultimately not being loved. But I also think, and I get that. That's why we keep our desires so close to the chest. That's why I love that PJ's girl was like, hey, yeah, I want a friend with benefits. Like, I think the more we state it and the more clear we are about our boundaries and our desires, the more likely we're going to get those needs met. For sure. I mean, I just think that we're all so freaking afraid, but I think that we're in an open place now. I feel like more and more so people are realizing that, like, yeah, say that you're bisexual. I think that opens up. Your potential partners. Listen, you guys, I think that we're all like, oh, I don't want to tell him this because then he won't like me. Well, if it's something that's real and authentic to you and your personality and who you are, then tell him right now. Let the person leave you. You know, if they reject you, you know, then that's a good thing. That's information. They needed to know who you are. Like, we all bring you often say when you start dating someone, it's like you're bringing your representative the first few months, the first few dates. It's not really who you are, but like, what a waste of time. Life is short, you guys. Life is short. The sooner that we speak our truths and our desires, we'll get them met. So, and I get it, even if you don't know right now, a lot of people are just still figuring it out. But the fact that he knows that,
I actually really want to hook up with a guy that's bisexual.
Okay.
Just because I have a lot of questions.
Hey, there you go. He's your... I don't know. You have a lot of questions. What are your questions?
I don't know. I just want to know, and this is for anyone that's bisexual, really, like, what are the pros to each gender during sex? Like,
That's a great question.
For, you know, like for me, I feel like being with a woman probably would be really nice and sensual and soft and a lot more easier to communicate.
Right.
Whereas with a guy, I feel like I like that power and that domination and all that
stuff. Masculine energy.
Yeah. But I feel like I feel like it's weird because if I have not hooked up with a woman in that way, I've just made out with women, whatever. I think they're beautiful. But I feel like I would be the dominant one in that scenario.
With a woman.
With a woman. But with a guy, I want to be dominated. Right. And I don't know why.
Well, that makes sense. But, well, you have a dominant personality in some ways. I could see that. I guess it would also depend on the woman, what her energy's like. Okay, we can talk to Kat. She's 34 in California. Hey, Kat, thanks for calling. Hi, Kat.
So I haven't dated in a while. And right. Since the last time I dated, I have realized that I am asexual.
Okay.
And the idea of online dating kind of concerns me. Like, how do you bring it up that, you know, you're probably not going to have sex with that person for a little while? Like, I'm not opposed to sex, but it is a conversation that will need to be had.
Yeah. So, Kat,
how do you bring that up?
Well, are you saying that you're asexual? Like, you, because 1% of the population is asexual, right? Like, truly, it doesn't turn you on. You're not, you just could, you don't want to have sex at all, really.
No, I mean, I'm not opposed to sex, and I have had sex before.
Okay.
But I need there to be, like, a deep connection, like a deep emotional connection.
Right.
Before I feel comfortable having sex.
Okay, but then once you have that deep emotional connection, then are you into sex, or you still feel like you're asexual?
Yes, no, I'm totally into sex at that point, and like I said, I've only had sex with one person before, okay. But we were in a long-term relationship.
Got
and
it.
We did have sex. 2 or 3 times a week.
So maybe you're more like a demisexual than asexual. Because people who are asexual, like, really just are not into sex. It doesn't happen. They don't really get turned on. Not a lot of masturbation. Yeah. But for you, it sounds like you want to have a real emotional connection with someone. You want to know them. You want to be with them. And then you'll get into the sex. Which is, like I said, happened to me at a sex party this weekend. Like, I need to know people. I need to have a connection with you. You need to turn me on with your brain before you turn me on with anything else. Turn my brain on.
Yes, exactly.
So Kat, so let's just get some terms. So I feel like where you're saying is a really typical, like, that makes a lot of sense to me. So is your, because I feel like it sounds like you want to go out with people and just get to know them and see if there's a connection. So I don't even think that's something that you have to share right away, because you might surprise, you know, I feel like, I don't know how you would communicate to say, like, I guess you could just say, I'm not interested in just having sex. I really want to have a good connection. And I'm looking for a long-term relationship. I think you can say that. I think that's really okay. Common for people to say that on social, on dating apps or wherever. I think the sooner we say to someone, like, ask them on the first date, what are you looking for? They might say, you know what? Like, Jamie, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I'm just looking to kind of date a few people. But you know, you're like, I'm looking to date one person that I'm really into. But it's going to, you know, takes me a little bit to get to know someone. And the more you communicate about that, you're more likely to find people who are on the same page. But I wouldn't say it's asexual. I would just say being comfortable and connected.
Okay. And do you have a recommendation of maybe any site? Because I know Tinder is not the right place for me.
Okay, why isn't Tinder the right place for you?
Well, just because maybe I'm judging it unfairly, but the reputation of it's just the site for hooking up.
Yeah. It's not. Here's the thing. So, Kat, this is why I asked you. I didn't ask you, like, why do you not like it? Because a lot of people have that tape. Because when Tinder came out, it really was known as this total hookup site. And here's my take on it, that there's a lot of sites out there that you could try and see if you like them. But you don't have to hook up on these sites. Like, Tinder's a hookup. If you want to hook up, any dating app is great for hooking up, because then you'll find the people that also want to hook up. But if you don't want to hook up, no one's going to make you hook up with them. They're not going to be like, I can't believe you went out with me, Kat. Tinder is about hooking up. That doesn't happen anymore. In fact, I know a lot of people who recently have met people on Tinder and they're in happy relationships. So I wouldn't rule. I didn't know if you didn't like, because you don't like swiping. But I feel like, Tinder or people really like Hinge right now. Hinge, is that right? Mm-hmm. That's the one you guys like. Mm-hmm. Hinge is one where it gives you a little, it's not just swiping. You can kind of put in more data about yourself and people can find you in different ways, like what you're interested in and what you like and different things. So I think people have had, that seems to be popular right now. I feel like Hinge and Tinder and Bumble. I haven't heard as much about Bumble lately, but that's the one where the women make the first move, but it's also a swiping app. So I just think being clear and communicative, you could say on the app looking for a relationship, that helps too.
Okay.
All right. And another piece of advice for you is I love FaceTiming before dates. So you don't have to you don't have to drive across town and find out you're not into that person. All right, let's talk to Julie, 53 in Oregon, because she also has cotton vagina. Jamie, you're not alone.
I'm not alone.
Hey, Julie, what's going on?
Jamie, you're not alone. But I'm curious. You said, well, I just get the lube. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like as soon as I get the lube, there is going to be no going down on me at all.
Oh,
and I don't blame them. I mean, it's lube. Why would you want to taste lube?
Well, if you have good tasting lube, Julie, we got some news for you here. We got lube here. That's amazing. We love Muse. You can get Muse is amazing. Muse, M-U-S-E, and it tastes. They have a salted caramel. They have a chocolate mint chocolate that tastes delicious. But also, there's one called Woo More Play. We'll put this in our show notes. That is coconut oil. It tastes like vanilla. It's really good. So try some lubes that taste delicious. I do not do any sex acts without lube, and I receive oral aplenty.
Well, yeah, but I mean, normal just clear, nothing in it lube. So that's a new one to me. I didn't know that there was something that
even
was
Uber lube doesn't have a taste.
Vagina.
No, listen, we've got some good ones. Those are great. The ones I told you about are specifically made for women's vagina, and the ones you're gonna buy like in this KY or in the with all the chemicals in it, those aren't great. But the ones I'm talking about, like a silicone lube, has one ingredient. That's silicone. Doesn't taste bad. But get some flavored lube, and it's not like there used to be some kind of gross flavored lubes. We're obsessed with Muse. Okay, we can take another call real quick. Michael, 35 in Minnesota. Hey, Michael. It's Emily.
Hello.
How you doing? How can I help you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I was listening to your commentary at the top of the show about just how the internet can sort of destabilize some actual interactions about sex. And I was thinking about, how, it is inherently isolating, but it can also be liberating in terms of discovering things. And that sort of brought me to this question about, because of the internet, I was sort of, turned on to different fetishes and different kinks and that sort of thing. And now I feel like I'm sort of not stimulated by typical vanilla sex. And I'm wondering if that's problematic or if, what your thoughts of that is, because I feel like the internet and my sort of perusal of the internet has exacerbated those, enhanced those interests, but now, vanilla sex is no longer of interest to me.
Well, it's so hard to say, Michael. So my question back to you then is, are you in a relationship and is it impacting your ability? Is that what you're saying? Like, it's harder for you to be with someone right now because you're just not turned on?
Well, I'm married. I've been married for 6 years, and my wife is very receptive to all these things. But sometimes, it's not feasible to engage in the different sorts of activities or things. And it's like, well, it would be ideal to be able to just kind of have like standard sex and that sort of thing. But that's not always at the forefront, and it's hard. So I'm wondering if there's a way to sort of reverse that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is all mind stuff, okay, Michael? Like, it's not like your body can only have really intense fetish, whatever you're into. So I see what you're saying, but you already had a proclivity probably towards these fetishes, and you wanted, definitely the internet fueled it because there's like, well, do you want this fetish or that fetish? And you can do a deep dive. But I also think there's ways to reverse this. I would start having conversations with your wife about what really turns her on. Why don't you guys create something new together? Some kind of new adventure you guys can go on with your sex life. I know you might say she doesn't want to or she's not interested, but like, I feel like she's down with what you want. Maybe go on a journey and figure out what she wants too. And then that's something new. That's something different. You're thinking there's vanilla or there's the extreme fetishes, but I'm telling you, the amazing thing about sex is that a lot of times we don't even know what's on the table. We don't know what's on the menu, and there's so much more to learn. So maybe you start watching with her, Michael. Wherever you listen to this show, it's super helpful. You can do it right now. Just right now, look down wherever you're listening and rate us. 5 stars is awesome. Comment on iTunes. We appreciate that. And thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Alisa, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.